I was wondering about, you said that if you become a pure devotee, something like 7 or 10 generations of your family members will get also
Yes, this is so forceful, powerful, so deep. That if one Vaishnava song takes birth in the dynasty, he will deliver 21 That's powerful. It's in the center.
Adhikari, your devotee, like Prabhupada Maharaj, 21 generations. Your devotee means a
Adhikari, Komala Shraddha, any time it will break, the Shraddha, the faith is not strong. Your devotee is strong. Komala Shraddha. Kanishka Adhikari means Komala Shraddha. Faith is not strong. Your means faith is strong. Your devotee cannot be, you see, cannot fall down.
Yes. But can you not have strong faith, but your shastric knowledge may be weak, for instance?
Yes. That comes in Madhyama Adhikara stage, not in Kanishtha. Madhyama Adhikari stays, Shastra Jukti nahi jane, Judha Shraddhada. Madhyama Adhikari stays. Mahabhagyava. It is stated. No Shastric, no, so much Shastric evidence he may not quote.
may not be, you see. But faith is strong. Madhyama Adhikari, and gradually you will become Uttama by association. Kanishtha, that question never arises. Komala Shraddha. Faith is soft, not strong. Soft faith. It may break any time. And that Kanishtha Adhikari only knows that the deity received in the temple is Bhagavan. He only pays any some respect to that deities. He never pays respect to the Vaishnavas. You understand? It's Prakruta Jana. Bhagavatam says. Like material faith. It's Komala, Kanishtha Adhikari. He cannot be pure. Pure means it's pure. Pure devotee will never fall down. He will develop praying. You see. And if someone is pure, automatically shastric knowledge will manifest. You understand? Mukham karoti vachalam. You say, mukham karoti vachalam. Many evidences are there. Automatical Vedic knowledge comes up. Take the case of Dhruva Maharaj, mere boy, 5-year-old boy, spoke Vedas. You understand? This is Prahlad Maharaj. From his mother's womb, he knew it. You see? And in Chaitanya Leela, we find Sivananda Sen's son, Puridas. He got mercy of Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu. He spoke Vedas, a mere boy. It's Krupa. Mercy. Because they are pure. Automatically manifest. If someone can chant pure the name, automatically all Vedic knowledge will manifest. That Bhagavatam says, Brahmanuchur Namagunam Tijiti. Brahmanuchu means Brahma Anuchu. He gets the benefit of studying Vedas, that means he acquires Vedic knowledge. He chants pure name. You understand? Because name is everything. Name is everything. There is no difference between Nama and Nami. Name of the Lord and Lord Himself. Lord Himself, Krishna, is the source of all knowledge, all Vedas, so name is also like that. It is pure, not Kanishtha. It is Uttam.
Who exactly do we understand to be Sada Shiva?
Sadhan Siddha.
No, Sada Shiva.
Sada Shiva.
Yes. Who does that refer to, Maharaj?
One of the disciples. And this is a portion with this Shiva here in the material world.
It's the society or the society of the pure devotees. What exactly did he mean by that?
The society is gone. It's founded. Because society if exists, it will exist for the pure devotee. And the pure devotee make it exist. Right. Otherwise society will break. Because this is Mahaprabhu's movement. And Mahaprabhu has given frame, love, pure love. Its base is that. Base of this society is pure love, Mahaprabhu's love. Unless sadhu or bhakta, as the devotee is there, how the society will exist? You understand? And that is the purpose of saying Srila Prabhupada. Hear about Krishna, Pranatam Sokata Krishna, Punya Savana Kirtana, the story of Adhan, Vishnu, the Sursadana, how the utterly means so many filth is there. Only by hearing about Krishna, his transcendental pastimes, if someone goes there, then he can recollect, oh, this is something that Radhaka is in the world and Krishna has created. He should come. If someone may describe or does not hear, this is the thing good for Radhaka. Oh.
Seems at the same time, all these many offenses are committed.
Neophytes commit offenses. Therefore, they should be careful to inquire about offenses and how we cannot commit this process. Sometimes the Vaishnavas speak about it, about the offenses. Why do we say this thing? Sadhu Savadham. Why do we say? Before taking prasad, Sadhu Savadham, Mahaprasad Govinde, Nam Brahmani Vaishnave, Sorva Punya Vatangana Vishwasam Naivadaya. Thereby we caution. Because we take prasad, we should be cautioned, we should be careful. Don't think it mere material food. Bhat Dalma, no. Mahaprasad is the mercy of the Lord. You understand? This mood, this conception, this bhav, you just serve it. Prasad Seva, this service. You understand? You should not cherish such a conception or idea about it. Mahaprasad, Govinda, Nam Brahma, Vaishnava, you see? Mahaprasad Govinde Nam Brahmani Vaishnavi. Sorpavan Punyavatangara Vishwasamaya Jayate. These are less intelligent persons. They have no faith in it. They will commit offense. For them, this caution is given. Don't commit such offense. This transcendental thing, transcendental food. Nam Brahma Mahaprasad Govinda Vidhi Vasiv. Vaishnava, must not commit offenses. None, these are transcendental, not material things. Customary. Before accepting prasad, we chant it. Similarly, Vaishnavas give kasam. You are going to the dham. So don't commit dhamma prasad. Be careful.
This sadhu sabudhan, you said. That means what exactly, Maharaj? What exactly does that mean, sadhu sabudhan?
Sadhu means bhakta, those who are taking prasad. Sabdhan, be careful. Mahaprasade Govinda Nam Brahmani Yavahar. But you have never read Sadhu Sabdhan. Now that's first saying. Sadhu Sabdhan, then utter Nam Mahaprasade Govinda Nam. Sabdhan. Discussion. Be careful before accepting prasad or eating. We are saying, you be careful. This mood, you take it, accept it. Yes.
You were giving a class one day, and you talked about the four Vedas. You talked about different Vedic literatures. You said this, the four Vedas, Mahabharat, the original Mula Ramayana.
Shastra.
Pancharatra. And I was wondering what Pancharatra was. I don't know very much about Pancharatra.
Pancharatra means, as they say, is transcendental knowledge. Ratra means knowledge. You understand? So, where Sirsa Pancharatra, Narada Pancharatra, some Pancharatras are there. They all come among this category. Shastra, they are Vedic literature. You understand?
The different transcendental knowledge given by different sages?
Now that comes from Krishna. Through Acharyas. From Narada Muni, Narada Pancharatra. From Vaya Sirsa, Vaya Grieve. Incarnation. Vaya Sirsa Pancharatra. Like that. Is now current only vidhi, sanskar vidhi in Kali Yuga. No other sanskar vidhi is current but effective.
You said there's the four Vedas, the Mahabharata, Ramayana, and then you said there's the derivatives, the
Upapurana.
What about the Upanishads? Where do they fit in?
They are Vedas.
They're part of the Vedas, the Upanishads.
They are the topmost part of the Vedas.
Yes.
Purvabhaga. Topmost part of Vedas, Upanishads. Yes. They are known as Vedas. Yes. Many Upanishads are there. Out of them, 108 Upanishads are famous, but many.
In Negative Instruction, it mentions about Krishna's, I think, is it eightfold daily pastimes?
Eightfold.
Is it eightfold or sixfold?
Eightfold.
Yes. And I was just wondering, because Prabhupada doesn't give any decision, nothing.
Prabhupada has not given anything yet.
Very confidential?
Very confidential.
Is it something I should know?
Astakalya. You see, day and night, 24 hours. So every 3 hour, one period. You understand?
Yes.
That is known as kala or prahara, they say. You understand? Kala, time, or another word is prahara, astra prahara, you see. 3 hours duration. Similar lila, like that, astakalya lila. When someone, you see, disappears, a Vaishnava, suppose our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada disappears in this evening time. So, it is said that such and such Vaishnava, he enters into this lila, evening lila, sandhya-kalina lila. You understand? Nitya lila. Let's say, sayankalina lila, madhyana lila, prabhatkalina lila, pradas lila, like that. Astakalina lila. He enters into that lila. He says like that. Very, very confident soul thing. And what lila and for which time, how Radharani serves Krishna, that mention is there. You understand?
In the Nectar of Instruction, there's one verse, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sikirtanani, that says the essence of all advice is that 24 hours one should engage himself for 24 hours under the direction of a confidential associate of the Lord. Does this refers to a very elevated stage of devotional service?
Yes.
So I think it should reside in Braj as well, reside in the land of Vrindavan. Stand this thing that only applies on the Raganuga platform of devotional service?
Yes. Unless one is so elevated to Rag platform, how can he be engaged in 24 hours? Yes. Definitely. One was transcended to his bodily platform. Bodily constitution. Why?
It says he accepts training under the guidance of an eternal associate of the Lord. Is that something that applies to Bhajananandi? Or is Agostinandi takes a different stance?
Yes, the question of Bhajananandi is. Yes. Agostinandi, you see, they come down here for preaching, for collecting disciples or followers. You understand? The Acharya is of that platform. That platform. But apparently, outwardly he acts as if he is in Madhyam platform. Yes. What is in Uttam platform? Paramahansa. But he acts. Unless he acts like that, he cannot do preaching.
So externally, he acts on the Madhyam platform. Internally, he's experiencing
that bhava prema.
He's doing that. That's it. Going on internally.
Internally, yes.
That's
Gostanandis. And when the Acharya, prince of his disciples, and gives them responsibility of preaching, spreading this mission, doing activity, and he becomes confident that such and such disciples are well situated, firmly situated, and they can continue. Then he may retire and become Bhajanandi. Retire to a solitary forest down there like Radha Kumshyamku.
and he gets trained under an associate of the Lord, it says. Is that the Shiksha Guru? That's what's known as the Shiksha Guru.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's known as Shiksha Guru.
Mm-hmm. Shiksha Guru.
When he gets trained under an associate of the Lord.
Yes, that's Shiksha Guru's business.
Shiksha. Teach him how to
instruction,
walk.
Yes.
So the Shiksha Guru is a very elevated thing.
Yes, definitely. Both are of same platform. Both Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are of same platform. You cannot say that is superior and that is inferior, that thereby you commit offense. No.
What I was meaning is the Shiksha Guru is accepted when you yourself are on a more advanced platform, then the Shiksha Guru is accepted.
Yes. But Diksha Guru can become Shiksha Guru, Shiksha Guru can become Diksha Guru. Both are of same platform. But we do different
functions.
As it is said, the two sides of same coin, like that.
Yes.
We can see.
It seemed for the practically the whole of his physical presence with the Srila Prabhupada acted in the role of Gosi, and it was only very brief towards the end of his manifest pastimes that he retired to Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
Just a short period, it seems. We should follow this.
Generally,
we should follow this.
Vrindavan is a dham. Many sadhus are the best. Dear dham. Krishna. Dham itself has its some potency. You understand? As Purushottam dham. Definitely. But one who is a paramahansa, very, very elevated bhakta, Vaishnava, wherever he is, that is Vrindavan. As for example, you see, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he disappears in Calcutta, Bagh Bazar, Motha, you see. Such a powerful voice. Wherever he is, there is Vrindavan. You understand? Jana sadhu taha, tirtha taha Vrindavan.
That's a quote from where, Maharaj?
Yeah.
It's a quote from Shri.
Yes.
Chaitanya Bhagavata.
Yes. Jaha sadhu taha tirtha taha Vrindavan.
Jaha sadhu
taha tirtha taha Vrindavan. Yes. Wherever there is a pure devotee, there is Krishna, so there is Vrindavan. Krishna always Vrindavan. He never leaves Vrindavan. Padam eko nagat sutra. You understand? Mm. And that's Vrindavan. Mm.
Why is this being trained by an associate of Krishna? Is this something that can go on in meditation? I mean, because, you know, I don't see like very old devotees being trained by, you know, like Srila Prabhupada never.
Yeah.
Although he was an eternal, I'm sure he didn't have to be, he was an eternal associate from the Dham, but like, is this something, can this eternal associate appear to one in his meditation finally, or is it someone who's going to
Association
come?
Means, what do you mean by association? Association means listening from him.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Listen. Do you understand? Katha, Harikatha, Krishna Katha, Tattva Gyan, receiving Tattva Gyan from such elevated Paramahansa devotee, that is association, to accept the mood, that is association. Understand? Yes. Bhakti istu bhagavato bhakta sangena parijayate. How can you develop bhakti? By only by association of bhaktas. You understand? Only by association of bhaktas, one can develop bhakti. This is the only means. So this stress has been given in this association, sadhu sangha, satsanga, vaishnava sangha. Most important thing. This Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, find such thing. How they think themselves lowest of the low, you see. Hardas Thakur, you see. This is a real Vaishnava quality. If someone thinks like that, finished. Therefore, all is discontent in this path, spiritual path. No, I cannot get anything, I don't know anything, how can I know, how can I get? We always develop this mood, this dissatisfaction that will require, it is said. That should be always dissatisfaction. Satisfaction in material attainment. All right, I have attained something, no more. There is satisfaction, but no dissatisfaction here, in spiritual path. No. Always dissatisfaction, atrupti. So, what the question? That no need. Where is it? No such thing there.
This brings to mind that song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "Oh Hey Vaishnav Thakur."
Ah. Yes.
He's running behind simply weeping.
Tomar Sansar Bhav Koryo Bahana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Oh Lord. Ram Dekha. Hey. Koryo Bahana. There is one song Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. Oh Lord, for your service, I will earn money. And I will meet the expenses of your sansar, family. Vaishnava Krishna never says, this is my family, the family of Krishna. And Krishna has given me this responsibility, entrusted this responsibility in me to maintain his family. So I have to earn money. With that consciousness, if you earn money, then you will be protected. Mahaprabhu has said, এথায় নাবাধিব তোমায় বিষয় তরঙ্গ পুনরপি এই ঠাই পাবে মোর সঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু সেড আই গিভ ইউ অ্যাসুরেন্স ইউ উইল নেভার বি অ্যাফেক্টেড বাই দিস মায়া বিষয় তরঙ্গ মেটেরিয়াল ইনফ্লুয়েন্স আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড আই উইল প্রোটেক্ট ইউ বিকজ ইন দ্যাট কনসাসনেস ইউ আর ডুইং কনসাসনেস ইজ মোর ইম্পর্ট্যান্ট থিং. Example is given. Suppose this disease, cholera, conta, disease, you see, sankramaka. In that village, disease is there, cholera, many people are affected, suffering. If you go there, drink water there, you will be affected. You understand? So people are very much afraid not to go. The village, that area, the persons like that. How a doctor goes. But a doctor goes there. You understand? For treatment, you see. The doctor has preventive with him. He has taken preventive. You will never be affected. So preventive is given to you. That is Harinam Mahamantra. Enesi ausadhi maya nasibar lagi Harinam Mahamantra leo tilmai. It is such mahosadhi, great medicine. infallible medicine. Parinama mantra. You annihilate Maya. You will never be influenced by Maya. This is preventive. Then Mahaprabhu says, I give you this preventive. Take this preventive and go fearlessly. I will never be influenced. Jar dekho tare bolo Krishna upadesh. Mar agya guru ahya taro hi desh. Whomever you meet, tell him this. Krishna has said this thing. Don't manufacture anything. Just tell what Krishna has said, what you have heard from your guru. You understand? And I protect you. I order you become guru. And you deliver the whole world, country, like that. You understand? Mahaprabhu's assurance. That purpose we are going and preaching, meeting these people, not for any other motive, any other purpose, only for the service of Guru and Gauranga we are going. The service of Guru and Gauranga. So we have been giving preventive, chanting Hare Krishna. This acts like shield, you see, is Hare Krishna chanting. You'll never be influenced. Rather, you'll change the consciousness of others. Mahaprabhu's order and Mahaprabhu protects Mahaprabhu's mercy. Regulative principles will not be biased by their dealings, by the dealings of the karmis, materialists, you see. As for example, you see, my Guru Maharaj went to the Western world, isn't it? But he never accepted their ways. We have livelihood, you see. Rather, he keeps up his own and just taught that thing. He taught the others. Some of his god brothers, some of his old will, we said they say, if you want, mix with them and just put on such dresses like sand pad, coat like that, tie, and practice such dealings, etiquette, adab kaida, as they do, and eat with this, what do you say? Like that. Tools, you see. How can they come to you and like you and listen to you? My Guru Maharaj said, no, I have not come to accept their things. I have come to teach them, to mend them. They have to accept me, not I to accept them. And he remained fixed in his determination and he changed. But the others, you see, prior to my Guru Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Bhakti Pradip Tirtho, the others, they had also gone to Western world. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had sent them. But they, why were not they successful? Because they did these things. They became sahibs. Like that. So they couldn't come out successful, you see. My Guru Maharaj didn't do that. You see. So the Westerners now, they are so much influenced, they are so potential person. They gave up their habit, the dresses, not putting on these dhotis, shaving head, tila, kanthi, sikha, like that, so many chanting. Huh? You see? That means you should be firm in your regulative principles, fixed, and teach, preach. And Mahaprabhu's, most important characteristic is Pritipurna katha juktipurna. I mean, the Pritipurna vyavahar juktipurna katha. Dealing should be very pleasing, but your teaching is very forceful. You understand? Juktipurna, to the point, quoting verse, I mean, say, Shastra, Shastrik, basing on Vaishnava philosophy. You will talk. Thereby you will get the blessings of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu. But dealing should be pleasing. Sridipurna Devana. Mahaprabhu has shown. Himself has shown this point. How he dealt pleasing. In the case of Kashmiri, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Prakashananda, you see. Very nice. But when he spoke so firmly, you see. So logically, putting Shastra, Vaishnava philosophy establishing, condemning their philosophy, defeating their philosophy, you see. And they accepted. And they admitted, yes, whatever you say, that's correct. They admitted. How he dealt with Kaji, you see. And Kaji stopped, you see. Pritipurna vyavahar, but pleasing dealings. Just Mahaprabhu's characteristic. Yes.
Some devotees have been saying that Srila Prabhupada didn't want his disciples to chant Jaya Radhe. Now I'm thinking, we can't approach Krishna unless we take shelter of Srimati Radharani. So then isn't it more
when we glorify Radharani, we say Jaya Radhe.
Yes.
Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, that song is there.
Yes.
Isn't it? Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Radha Tattva is there. That is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu taught that thing. Huh? Unless we get the mercy of Radharani, we cannot approach Krishna. No. Therefore, all this Hare Krishna, Hare means so Radharani first. Then Krishna. Radharani or Krishna. Govinda Sarvasva Radha, you see. Govinda is asset of Radharani. Radharani's asset is Govinda. Unless you get Radharani's mercy, how can you get Govinda? Krishna. Not possible.
It's like here in Vrindavan, the devotees there would start saying, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. We've been trained in the West, don't chant Radharani's name like this.
Right. Well, so Prabhupada has said this thing, I have not found anywhere. Why Prabhupada has never said? Say Hare means so Radharani. That's Radharani's mercy. Mahaprabhu's mercy means Radharani's mercy. Mahaprabhu thinks himself Radharani. Radha Bhav, Radha Kanti, like that. Prabhupada never said. So that song is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur song, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Then Vaishnava song is there. Radha Tattva is there.
What about, there was a bit of confusion also in Vrindavan when it came to the midnight bathing at Radhakund. Some devotees were saying, Prabhupada didn't want us to go in Radhakund, take Lota bath. And others were saying, that's just because devotees were having swimming races, like playing games. So he said, don't go in. And then they say, well, Shastra said, this is most important regulative principle to take bath in Radhakund. So, what should we do when we go there, Maharaj? Should we enter Radhakund or stay out and throw the water?
You see, you should, most important thing is your consciousness, your mood. If you are pure, your consciousness, this is Radhakund, dear, very dear. Radharani is as good as Radharani. Krishna, dear pond, not ordinary pond, ordinary water, like that. This mood, bowing obeisance or paying obeisance to Kund, you will enter into Kund. You please, I pray to you, please forgive my, excuse my offenses if I commit something, for getting your mercy. I want to take bath in this water which is like your mercy. Please beg, I beg excuse. Please forgive my offenses. And shower your mercy on me. In this mood, you enter, just have a dip and get out. You understand? Yes, one dip and get out. Not do anything more. Jansan, don't throw to water. Like that. No, do like that. Just have a dip and get out. Jansan. The restriction is there. You should not swim, you should not dive like that, no. Just very humbly have a dip and get out.
It should be done with the mentality of attaining prem, of wanting to ultimately attain Krishna prem. Not for just washing away sins.
No. Getting mercy. The other one is mercy. Yeah. If someone's consciousness is not so purified, cannot do, so let him take some water and just sprinkle. Consciousness is not pure, polluted, I am not so clean like that. It should not enter. Not enter. Why shall you enter? Take some water and
Maharaj, 2 years ago we had some devotees in Bhaktivedanta Manor give some classes on the fall down of the living entity from the spiritual world. So I'd like to ask some questions about this again, if you don't mind, because they used some references from Prabhupada's books.
Yes.
And I'd like you to comment on these references, if possible. These classes, one was given by Sadaputta Prabhu, you know Sadaputta?
Yes.
Another one was the next day, special classes, these are special classes. The next day was Ridayananda Maharaj. He was giving class the next day.
He said the same thing?
Yes, they were quoting from these specific references from the fourth canto about the fall down of the living entity. So I'd like to maybe read them and ask you to comment on them if possible, so I can get a clear understanding also, and for the benefit of others.
What does it mean?
It means you can't, once gone there, you can't fall.
Then? Yes, what? By what they say? What did they say? I like to read it.
This is the section about King Puranjana.
Puranjana.
Yeah, yes. Narad Muni is telling the story to King Puranjana Barisat.
Yes.
And when he becomes a woman, this is, in his next life he becomes a woman. And then when this woman's husband dies, Maliadwaj, King Maliadwaj, he dies, then the wife she laments. And then it says a Brahmin comes onto the scene, one Brahmin, and begins to give instruction to the lamenting King Puranjana.
Yes.
So this is a translation. My dear king, one Brahmin, who was an old friend of King Puranjana, came to that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words. The Brahmin inquired as follows, "Who are you? Whose wife or daughter are you? Who is the man lying here? It appears you are lamenting for this dead body. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me." The Brahmin continued, "My dear friend, even though you can not immediately recognize me, can't you remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend? Unfortunately, you gave up my company and you accepted a position as an enjoyer of this material world." And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he says, this is an explanation of how the living entity falls down into the material world. In the spiritual world, there is no duality, nor is there hate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself into many. The Vibhinaksha expansions, the marginal potencies of the Lord, are the living entities. When the living entities desire to enjoy themselves, they develop a consciousness of duality and come to hate the service of the Lord. In this way, the living entity falls into the material world.
Falls from where?
Well, in the first sentence it says that they come to hate the service of the Lord, and then in the next sentence it says that, and this way they fall from the
What is the previous sentence?
Previous sentence says they develop a consciousness of duality and come to hate the service of the Lord. And then in the next sentence it says in this way the living entities fall into the material world.
Yes, from where?
Well, it was explained they fall from the service of the Lord.
That is the constitutional position. Jivir Surupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das.
Yeah.
Isn't it? He's eternal servant. So when he hates the service, so he's captured by Maya. That is falling down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Falling down from the spiritual world?
Falling down from his constitutional position. Forgetting that thing.
Yeah.
It's forgetfulness.
I'll read on.
Yes, read on.
The natural position of the living entity is to serve the Lord in a transcendental loving attitude.
Yes.
When the living entity wants to become Krishna himself or imitate Krishna, he falls down into the material world. Since Krishna is the Supreme Father, his affection for the living entity is eternal. When the living entity falls down into the material world, the Supreme Lord, through his Swamsa expansion, Paramatma, keeps company with the living entity. And this way the living entity may someday return home back to Godhead.
Yes.
And then the next sentence, it was one that was quoted very frequently. By misusing his independence, the living entity falls down from the service of the Lord and takes a position in this material world as an enjoyer.
Yes.
So this was quoted as saying that the living entity falls from the service of the Lord.
Yes.
Which takes place in the spiritual world. And then takes a position in the material world.
It take place here?
The service of the Lord?
Yes.
It can also take place here.
It then?
But Prabhupada specific.
Yes. I don't know. Prabhupada has said so.
Yeah.
Prabhupada never said so.
He never says he falls from the spiritual world.
No. 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 He never said so.
There's some more another verse in translation. I like to read. My dear gentle friend, both you and I are exactly like two swans. We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa Lake.
Yes.
Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still very far from our original home.
Yes.
Purport. The original home of the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, both the Lord and the living entities live together very peacefully.
Yes.
Since the living entity remains engaged in the service of the Lord, they both share a blissful life in the spiritual world.
Yes.
However, when the living entity wants to enjoy himself, he falls down into the material world. So again, one sentence it seems to be saying about the spiritual world.
Yes.
And in the next sentence it says, however, when the living entity wants to enjoy, he falls down into the material world.
And there, in the spiritual world, the living entity will never think of this thing. By serving Krishna, he gets a superior test. Parandrushtva nivartate Gita says. You understand?
Yes.
When someone will have the superior test, will never aspire for the inferior test. You understand?
Yes.
It doesn't say that living entity falls down from the spiritual world. Prabhupada has never said this thing.
No.
Prabhupada's purport is different there. And one has to understand it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does say that
he always says he falls down from his service.
Yeah, he falls down from the service of the Lord.
Service of the Lord.
And this was taken to mean the service in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
But
wherever one may be, he can serve Krishna.
Yeah.
Therefore, Narayana Parasarvena Kutasthana Vibhyati Sorgapoparga Narakesopi Tulyatvarsina. What does it mean?
It means for a devotee, it doesn't matter whether he's in heaven or hell. It's all the same because he's serving the Lord.
Only duty is to serve Narayana. So wherever he is, Narayana is there. So it cannot be for him either Swarga or Narka or Apavarga, Brahmasad. It's all equal.
Yes.
So one can serve Krishna anywhere.
Yes.
You understand? So, and falls down means when he forgets the service.
Yeah. So when he falls down from the service of the Lord,
yes,
it's talking about within the material world.
Yes.
Or he has the service of the Lord, but then he falls down from that service.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes. One cannot fall down from the spiritual world. You will never desire for it. Jagatvan nivartante tadhama paramam mama. Then what does it mean? Someone enters there, he will never return here.
Yes.
Never. No such instances are there. If someone has returned from that spiritual world, those who have come, they are Vaishnavas, Acharyas. They come here according to the will of Krishna, Supreme Personal Godhead, or out of their causeless mercy. Deliver the conditioned souls.
Yes.
Otherwise, no coming.
In this translation here, in this one verse, the Brahman is speaking, and he says, can't you remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend?
Yes.
Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as an enjoyer of this material world. So it seems to suggest that this living entity had the company of the Lord.
Super soul and the soul.
The super soul.
It is in the heart, super soul and soul.
But not Krishna in the spiritual world.
No, the super soul.
So this...
Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, yes.
So though the soul forgets, still super soul is there.
Yes.
Because he is his friend. He is always prompting.
So
and he teaches also through Sadhu Shastra Guru. That super soul is doing.
So this giving up the company, it means giving up the company of the super soul
super
within
soul.
The material world.
Yeah, super soul.
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't mean giving up the company of Krishna in the spiritual world.
No, super soul. Super soul.
Anyway, these verses were quoted for 2 days, very long classes actually. About how
Prabhupada clearly said that living as an entity has fallen from spiritual world?
No.
Never. Vaishnava Acharya never says so. No Vaishnava Acharya says so. Then Krishna is saying in that Bhagavad Gita, that will be proved mistaken, you see, wrong. Gadgatva na nivartam tetap dhamma param. Isn't this? Param drishtva nivartate.
Yes.
What does it mean?
It means you get a higher taste.
Huh?
Experiencing that higher taste, you give up the lower taste.
Lower taste. And never aspire for the lower taste.
Yes.
You understand?
Some people may say, they may say that Krishna is very tricky. Sometimes he doesn't speak the truth. And there may be a higher understanding that Krishna hasn't given. Some people may say that.
Krishna may be tricky, that's a fact. It's tricky. But if one is a devotee of Krishna, he will not be cheated. Krishna cannot cheat him. Krishna sees non-devotees.
Oh, it's tricky for non-devotees.
Non-devotees, not for devotees. It's a deer. Devotees are so dear.